The great Chicago fire of 1871 was an accident. The next one might not be. Unless there's a public outcry that can halt it, plans are proceeding to open the Annoying Music Hall of Fame in a basement in Chicago. Maybe you can guess just whose basement. The principal person behind this one-man mass movement is our own Annoying Music Man, Jim Nader, who joins us now from our studios in Chicago. Jim, thanks for being with us, I guess. Jim? Jim?
You have to ask me how I am.
Oh, I'm Jim, how are you?
Scott, I feel like the band conductor on the Titanic. The band was very courageous.
Jim, I would be concerned that in any Hall of Fame, members of other species be adequately represented.
That's a good way to put it.
What about the Annoying Music Hall of Fame?
Well, actually, this was a huge point of controversy to the Annoying Music Show staff because we don't play novelty songs, and not any barking dog should be included in the Annoying Music Show. There's a whole genre of those barking dogs albums.
But only dogs if they can actually sing.
Exactly. And that's why this selection was included, because it's not only barking dogs, but they included barnyard animals, which is quite edgy.
I not only like this, I'd be dying to hear what these guys can do with Phantom of the Opera.
If only the Beatles had this producer, they'd be so much more popular.
You mean George Martin wasn't interested?
I can't.
I'm assuming that the Annoying Music Hall of Fame fields a role to nurture young talent.
Absolutely. We really want to help the young people. And here's a great example. This is a CD that I just received last month. And already, with this classic, is reaching huge acclaim.
Ready? So, where?
Oh. Scott, this young man is known to hit notes never heard before. We don't have the time to play the entire song, but maybe we can fast forward a bit capture the full
I must
swath
say,
of his music.
You know, usually I ask you to identify the artist, but I think we'd better. Oh my word!
Russia has just been destroyed, ladies and gentlemen.
my soft gel contact lens just shattered in my eye. That's how piercing a note that was.
He is in the Annoying Music Show Witness Protection Program. We do have some ethics here. We want to protect him, but yet he still may live on in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my word. Well, you listen to a rendition like that, Jim, and what can I say? You're inclined to seek solace in organized religion.
You know, Scott, one of the toughest categories, because there is so much religious music, is the religious Annoying Music wing. And competitors in this wing, we can't hear these today, but of course Tammy Faye Baker's Disco Jesus, the Singing Sisters of Syracuse, and of course the great Jesus Christ Superstar on bagpipes. But what we thought today we would play is a favorite of mine. It's the chanting monks, and they have vows of silence, except when they're singing, so we thought, let's give them a voice.
Jim?
Yes.
I rather like it. This sounds to me like If Enya and R.E.M. had a whole bunch of love children in a monastery, this is how they would sing.
Can you imagine this waffling down the halls of the Annoying Music Show Hall of Fame? I'm not surprised that you enjoy it. Well, that's from the religious category, but there's another song that actually could have been in it, but we put it in the live event Annoy Music Wing. Uh-huh. This is sent from an actual church pastor. I won't name him. It's not a Chicago church, but he sent this saying this was played at a funeral, and if the person was not dead, he would have gotten up and strangled the singer.
Song to hold in your memory as you pass into the hereafter, isn't it?
I'm just so thrilled that the nation's clergy is listening to the Annoy Music Show while conducting services, obviously.
Well, this was my next question. You're now getting tapes from respected members of the clergy who are essentially ratting out their parishioners with this kind of stuff?
Yes.
And God bless them. Because I think I told you a few months ago, I sat next to Leonard Nimoy at some kind of dinner, who's a very nice man.
He is, and he's one of the candidates for the Hall of Fame in our Star Trek area.
Well, I said to him, by the way, a friend of mine, do you have any idea? And his eyes got narrow, and his ears, in fact, even seemed to get a little narrow. And he said, oh, the annoying music man, I've been looking for him.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole, and everybody knows. Bilbo,
Jim?
Wait, Scott, I'm listening. Yes.
Do you believe, here you're on the verge of opening the Annoying Music Hall of Fame, that this somehow has impelled you to reflect on your life as an entertainer, a scholar, and as someone who was in constant flight from creditors' debts?
You know, Scott, I don't like to reflect on my life too much, you know, my Mensa membership or my cooking skills or... The awards the Annoy Music Show has won. The Annoy Music Show started as an accident when I announced Slim Whitman yodeling It's a Small World to fill some time. And as it turns out, of course, Slim Whitman, the father of all Annoy Music, is in line to receive the Annoy Music Show's Lifetime Achievement Award. So I think it's proper to close this announcement for the Hall of Fame with the grandfather of all Annoy Music.
It's a small world after all. A great American
Wait,
artist.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Jim, always nice to talk to you.
I love you, Scott.
I love you too, Jim. We can say that, can't we? Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show and producer of an entire discography of Annoying Music.
Scott.
Yes?
I just wish you could be here with me so I could give you a huge Hall of Fame hug.
I'm sorry.
Though mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world. Oh, little lady, oh, little lady, after all.
Ever thought you'd be so glad to hear somebody's theme music? This is Weekend Edition, directed by Julia Holmes Bailey and produced by Charlie Merritt, McNulty, Darcy Bacon, Sarah Beyer, Bilbo Baggins Kelly, Bridget McCarthy, Janaea Williams, and Lauren Spohr. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Marty Curcius, Chris Nelson, Peter Alina. Our information performance artist in the library, Key Molesky, Alphonse Veen, and as we say around here, hooray for Hollywood. We say so long and thank you to our weekend executive producer, Paul Brown, who moves on to other NPR ventures. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.